I taught other things with it. And you can listen to it for yourself from 2016 up. The other website is gone. They didn't keep up with the times and it was stuck. I couldn't fix it. So, but this website is still intact. When the Lord gave me the assignment to do Heart to Heart, the people that were hungry, that would listen to the extra on the radio broadcast, they were ready to start listening to Heart to Heart. And so the Lord has been helping people from all over the world grow and come back to Luke chapter 10. And God is raising up people of that caliber. So when you follow God, look at the wisdom and the stages. You know, when I started doing the Heart to Heart broadcast, I was glad because now I'm using the knowledge that he gave. And I look back at my old notes, the timing, God has raised up a new generation that will hear and follow him perfectly. 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 Now consider these things, because you're going to learn great things in the kingdom of the Lord. And you're going to see him as he is. Now, I want the same thing for everybody. But see, God has to raise a standard in order to do greater things, to do the greater works. He has to raise a standard. The religious mind will not change until they see greater light. When they see other people doing things faster and more refined, that will get the attention. Otherwise, when you talk to them, they're not listening. They're thinking about how they're going to counter what you're saying and bring it back to their religious balance. They have a religious balance also. They don't deviate. But when your life is working and you're working miracles and God is with you, they can't deny that. But God has to raise up people. And when to do this at different places. And then when the people in the world see it, they're going to come. And it really don't take long to adapt to the kingdom of God. When people get saved, they're already motivated to leave the world alone. Once and for all. They're done with the world. They don't want nothing to do with the world anymore. So when people come in the kingdom of God, taught by people who are living the life according to the protocols of Jesus, then it works. And it works so much better. The religious mind wouldn't receive it because their teaching was designed to keep them out of it. And it works. It's a satanic tactic. He uses lack of knowledge, wrong knowledge, and rebellion against knowledge to keep people from growing. And that's where unbelief comes from. Pastor Jackson said that his unbelief stems from lack of knowledge, wrong knowledge, and rebellion against knowledge. So when people think they're right, they rebel against God. They don't mean to, they're deceived or brainwashed. They really believe what they're doing. They're being honest in their own mind. But until people give God their attention, see, so many people are not receiving his protocols. Every one of those 70 people, they did exactly what Jesus said, because they came back saying that they had authority over devils. That means they ran into devils, they kept the word. You can't have authority over the devils in disobedience. So God had to raise up people that he could count on, people he could trust, people who would trust him. See, trust goes both ways. And God had, he can't anoint you till he trusts you. You got to give him a reason to trust you. And when he anoints people, they can do what God said do. And then God can pour the anointing oil on their life that equips them to do all things wonderful. See, God can take an imperfect man, save him, and do a perfect work if he'll just cooperate. Now, they were not babes in the sense of their education, their age. He wasn't talking to simple people. He was talking to people who would hear and embrace what he had to say as truth. Just like a babe would do. Just like my children did when Pastor gave them all those tracts. They went and did what he said do. They didn't fail. I failed. They didn't fail. The religious mind always fails. I should have been doing what they were doing. But God, when it comes to the anointing, It's a serious matter. The anointing is holy, and you have to do exactly what the Lord say. Now watch this. When success happens, and it will, you have to do exactly what God say then. Just because you've come to a point of success and you have more to work with, that's really the time to dig in deep and make sure you continue to follow God, because the enemy is always trying to lure people back into the earthly realm and not live from the kingdom realm. When you're connected to the head, you're operating from heaven's realm. Your finances, the way you spend, the way you govern your life is all conducted by the love of God. And it has protective love. The love of God has protective protocols. It has positive bondage. And the way that positive bondage works, because you love others, you will not lust after them. You will not steal from them. You will not try to take what don't belong to you. Now, that's a bondage. That's a boundary. You stay within the confines of love. But worldly bondage, it's different. It says, do what you will when you will. But what happens is when you try to sleep with your neighbor's wife, or you lusting after people, or trying to find a way to steal what they have, or swindle them out of things, that's not the love of God. You've crossed the boundary of love, and you may take goods and get possessions the wrong way, but it makes you a slave. You're in no worse bondage, because now you're in negative bondage. And you are bound and trapped. Your will is trapped according to what Satan wants to do. Sin becomes your master, and he controls you with sin. So now the problem is, when people of negative bondage, they don't see it. They're blind to it. And their appetite is opposite, becomes opposite to God's appetite. So when people are stuck with cold religion, they think they're right, but they can't see the whole picture, and they can't see the damage they're doing. Jesus said, if you don't build with me, you scatter. The Lord is he's raising up people that will hear him. And he's starting with whosoever will. And God has people that have been in ministry, and they stay connected to the head, and they continue to grow. But watch this. You won't see any more celebrity preachers. It's a work. People are working together to do works. And it's very effective. It won't be like one man coming to town and start a crusade. It's going to be a group effort now. Because God is moving. People are listening and yielding to the Holy Spirit, and it's going to be better. And I thank God for these days. Yeah, I waited so long to see what I'm seeing now. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.